Well, while the Prime Minister has been focused on international diplomacy since his swearing-in, a top priority once he's back home will be stepping up the national coronavirus strategy. At least 68 Australians have died of COVID in the last 24 hours alone, and the national transmission rate continues to be one of the world's highest. Samantha Donovan reports health experts are welcoming signals from the new government that it wants to do more to save lives.
The Prime Minister's stated interest in stepping up the nation's COVID strategy is welcome news to former Commonwealth Health Department Secretary Dr. Stephen Duckett, and he has no doubt current health bureaucrats will be pleased too.
The Health Department officials will be heaving a sigh of relief. Basically, they've been crippled by a COVID-denying government. The vaccine rollout it was caused was the problems that were all associated with the government's stupid strategy, narrow strategy for vaccine procurement. So they are now free to give the best evidence-based advice to the new government that they can possibly do.
Dr. Duckett wants a comprehensive new national COVID strategy rolled out as soon as possible.
We've got a very low rate of vaccinations in this country. Fewer than 70% of the population has had their third dose. The rates are even lower in low-income communities. And so the government needs to actually run a campaign which hits the relevant communities that the third dose is important. Without the third dose, people do not have good protection. The government also needs to say to the relevant advisory group, you've got to tell us who should be getting the fourth dose and when, and we want that advice urgently. What's the best evidence about that? We've got to keep masks on public transport, for example. We've got to make sure that schools are appropriately ventilated. And so it's not a question of saying, you know, we're going to lock us up again forever, which is what the previous government said the only alternative was, but we've got to have a sensible public health strategy and the government should be leading it.
Epidemiologist Linda Selvey is an associate professor at the School of Public Health at the University of Queensland. She agrees Australia needs to do more to reduce the spread of COVID and favours mask mandates in crowded areas, better ventilation in buildings, more antiviral medication being available, and a lowering of the age for the second vaccination booster dose. She says Australia's current COVID death rate is unacceptable, but we don't know enough about who is dying of the virus, and that's something the federal government should look at changing.
We need better national level surveillance. That's more than just counting cases and counting deaths. It's the sort of thing that a National Centre for Disease Control would be doing, would be looking at all that death data, all the ICU data, hospitalisation and so on, and really breaking that down and making that publicly available so that good evidence-based policy decisions can be made.
Professor Selvey says we also need to be alert to the rise of new variants and thinks a national monitoring system would be wise.
And that the most effective way that this could be done would be, I think, through wastewater monitoring around the country, but again, compiled and analysed and so on at a national level so that we can keep track of what's going on here.
The aged care sector is also keen to see more federal government support to help save lives. Paul Sadler is the CEO of Peakbody Aged and Community Services Australia.
COVID is still wreaking havoc across aged care services. As of the end of last week, we had 826 aged care homes across Australia with active COVID outbreaks. And we've had nearly 1,500 older people die in aged care this year. At the moment, we'd like to see the federal government step up and cover the COVID prevention costs that aged care services are incurring. So that would cover the costs of personal protective equipment, rapid antigen tests and the like. The government has been in the last few months providing some supplies directly to aged care homes, and that's been very welcome. We've seen the supply of antiviral medications direct to aged care homes, and that's provided a buffer for the winter months, which is very good. But we're going to need to continue to see the supplies provided through the next few months while we still have high levels of COVID circulating in the community.
Aged and Community Services Australia is also reiterating its call for the setting up of a National Aged Care COVID Coordination Centre and calling for the introduction of a surge workforce, given the deployment of Australian Defence Force personnel to aged care homes is due to end early next month.
Samantha Donovan with that report.